Mr. Oakbank Mill. Mr. James Grimmond, younger brother of Mr. David Grimmond of Launty, built Oakbank Mill in 1825. Work commenced there in March 1826. It was powered entirely by water wheel and worked on spinning flax and flax tow, which are the tough, short fibres left after heckling the flax. In 1832, a Dundee merchant, James Watt Jr., persuaded James Grimmond to trial the spinning of a new material, jute, imported from India. The jute was a remarkably fine fibre, soft and silky, and the Oakbank trial produced a fine yarn, the quality of which was excellent, as reported. This helped to mitigate against the reluctance of the Dundee mill owners and spinners to work with jute, and contributed to the eventual domination of Dundee in the growing jute industry. In 1843, 71 people were employed in the mill. James was succeeded in business by his energetic and enterprising nephew, David, owner of Brooklyn Mill, and by 1872 the number of workers had grown to 170. When fire devastated the mill in this year, they were all unemployed. The mill, however, was rebuilt, and the Grimmond family, headed by John Grimmond after his father's death in 1889, continued to run Oakbank Mill until it ceased operations in 1930. The Grimmonds lived in Oakbank House in the grounds above the mill until the last of the three elderly Grimmond sisters died in 1952, aged 96. The mill building has suffered from neglect, but is now in private ownership and currently being restored as a family home. One of the main features from its time as a mill is the outside wooden water wheel, albeit now disintegrating, and external vertical drive shaft.